from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not saying those same things. That's the whole point. It's not saying those same things.
So like, how do
you improve within the season?
I do. Well, wow. Trades are hard.
But
Joe
somebody
Lacob told me.
Look, they spent $677 million in penalties since the 2013-14 season and being in the tax for the past six seasons. So they have financial flexibility for once. Can that net you a big-time player? Now, we're going to be watching every single star across this league.
NBA basketball fans are different than some of the other sports. Because Curry, like Jordan or LeBron, like he has his own segment of fans, right? So like
Steph stands.
Within the Warrior fan base, there are Steph stands, and then there are Warrior fans, and then there are Warrior fans who are also Steph fans, or stands. I just wonder, like the Giants, three World Series, wore off real quick.
Yeah,
how many people like just win one? I'll be satisfied for a lifetime.
A lot of people.
I mean, I was one of those people.
I won two.
And I was like, yeah, I want to win one every year. And I got greedy, right? And I'm thinking to myself, like, I think 2020, 2021, this is about 6-7 years where I was like restless. Like as a Giants fan, like restless, you know? 2022, exhausted, right? How quick? Because you're saying, oh, it's just 2 years ago they won that championship. And it's the most
It's already worn off for a lot of fans. It's already one off.
I'm talking about the real, forget the Steph stands, just right. The real diehard Warrior fans.
I think they're cool. They understand what the situation is.
How many years are they cool?
Yeah. Probably five.
I think you're probably right.
Probably five. But again, I don't, you know.
And
fandoms,
by cool, you mean
but
like,
I mean, but I,
can
but,
they be a dumpster fire you're for
talking,
5 years?
You're talking to the wrong guy because I attract fans who flip flop every day who tell me that this kid could kick rocks or this guy could do this. So I honestly don't even know the answer to it.
But
maybe Dave has the answer.
Okay,
pleasure
to Dave.
Dave, what's happening?
What's up, fellas? It's been a minute. So I just wanted to talk. There's no black and white in this scenario. There's only the gray area. When it comes to that, Joe Lacob obviously wants to win. Let's not be stupid. Just like you said, he came in here, changed the whole organization around.
Yep.
Right? That's the bottom line. But the other bottom line is they did nothing to improve our team this season. Yes, Buddy Hield right now is better than Klay Thompson was last year. But let's look at Wiggins.
Now, let's be careful.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But
Hold on. One thing. Wiggins, let's be real about Wiggins. Wiggins is only good every once in a while when it comes to years. It's not Wiggins is good and then we need the old Wiggins back. The old Wiggins has five bad years to three good years. That's just the way it is. So, again, we are not competing for the championship this year the way the team is. Draymond is not Draymond anymore. He can't deal with the consequences. He gets kicked out because he's too crazy, right? So how with this team. We can't. We have to improve. And sometimes you have to do that debate with yourself. Like, hey, Curry is the reason we are a billion, a team
real quick,
that's worth billions
Dave,
of
Dave,
dollars right
Dave,
now.
Dave, real quick, yeah. Yes or no answer. Should they have made the deal for marketing? Yeah. Should they have exhausted yeah. all assets for marketing?
Yes.
All right, that's fair.
Exhausted all that. That's what they should have made the deal.
All right, that's fair, Dave. That's fair, Dave. We'll get to another call.
I think the only
on the
way they
side.
Were making the deal was by exhausting all
right.
all assets.
And they were
I think
saying,
that's the problem.
And they were like, no, not going to happen. All right, what's coming up in the game? Brought to you by Save Mart, Lucky California. More of your phone calls and in Jake Peavy. Jake Peavy is going to join us here, and I'll tell you why on the other side.
What up? This is Big Pump from South City. You are now listening to The Morning Motherfucking Rose with my boys Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Who is this, Bonte?
Sweet Home Alabama, Leonard Skinner. Let's go, baby. Sweet Home Alabama. Can we sneak in BPA real quick? Let's get BPA out the way. BPA, go ahead and spit something. You got about 45 seconds,
how are you
BPA.
Doing, buddy?
45
hey,
seconds.
You're going to... I can fit flush in 35 seconds. I'm capable. All right. I would say, the reason that people wanted Markkanen and maybe even expected it is because the Warriors pushed the narrative, right? Through any source, any outlet that had connections to the Warriors, they said, we're not done. We got a big move coming. Lori's our number one target. And the story ends with, I'm sorry, Brandon Pozemski is untouchable? Sorry. And if Brandon Pozemski is untouchable, then, yeah, I've lost a lot of confidence and faith in Lake up in the front office, and they deserve it. And that's it. I'm out. Have a great day, guys.
Crank up the Sweet Home Alabama. Crank it up, Spadoni. Crank it up. Joining us on the River Islands guest line. He's going to be out in town this Saturday. We'll explain in just a second. Jake Peavy joining us on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. It's in time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop. Jake, what is happening, my man? 2014 World Series champ. What's going on, Jake? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, baby. The champs in the building, baby.
The champs
we're
in the building.
To town. Yes, we're headed to town, coming in hot.
You're coming in hot, man.
I've been doing some TV work, still in the game, getting a call and being an analyst, and so I've been doing some of that. But I've got a huge smile on my face coming west. Don't care about the travel in front of me because some good times are to come this weekend. A lot of familiar faces and look, when you get to remember the special times, man, and get to do that in the same room together, gonna be fun.
No, it's gonna be fun. Now you're gonna be in town, and we know why. August Hall, San Francisco, it's going down, and it's going to benefit the Giants Community Fund and Foundation. And Flan That's is right. gonna be in the building. Tim Flannery, Jackie Green, John Mullo. You're going down, man. You guys are performing Saturday night after being celebrated at the Yard at Oracle Park. Remembering the 2014 team.
That's right. I'm dragging all my teammates over too. And before the music goes down, I'm going to have all those guys. I'm going to give them a moment to where, you know, I can call their name and say something. You know, I've been digging in the 14 run, just trying to remember everybody's moment because it takes an army, you know. And so I'm going to kind of one by one bring the 14 members that make it over, which I believe a good amount are. And then I'm going to bring them out on stage, and we're going to banter and BS around. I'm going to have the clubhouse guys on stage. I'm going to have the trainers. And so with microphones to try to get some stories out that will be worth the Giants fans' memories. And then you just mentioned the music.
The music.
It's with Jackie and Jennifer and, like you said, Molo and the
Kevin Scott.
Cast.
Yeah, no, $35 too. Hey, Jake, $35 gets you in the door, Shasky. Go see Jake out there performing.
Well, that's right. Look, if you we wanted to make it accessible. There's some VIP stuff that you can get a little bit more access in that, but $35, you're going to feel like a VIP. The August Hall, I wasn't crazy familiar with the venue until just recently, but what a beautiful room and people. And they're excited. The one thing I love, too, is coming to San Francisco and getting to play music. I do get to do this in other towns, and we do it for charity, and we just do it for in the name of fun in bringing people together. But coming to San Francisco, the people appreciate the music in a different way. They listen, they dance, they come for the fun of it and the smiles, and man, I can't wait.
All this Bama talk, I'm just curious. You... You a little worried? Are you a Bama fan? You a little worried with no Saban?
I am worried. Yes. I would just say this. I'm proud to be from Alabama. So much of what I grew into being who I am today, you know, represents some of this place. It's been a hard place to call home, being a Californian for most of my career and most of my life. I haven't always linked up with some of the people in charge or some of our decision makers, and that's been a very tough thing. But, you know, I think that's with everywhere. I say I am from Alabama proudly and would never run from that. But also, I've lived most of my adult life in California, spending time now back up on the East Coast in New York with the MLB offices and network. And so I'm a very open-minded and inclusive person. And I tell you what, San Francisco brought the best out in me in those ways.
Well, look, I am obviously a lifelong Giants fan, and when you were with the Padres, everyone recognized, like, you were a stud. Like, yeah. You just were. You were an absolute stud. I remember you going to the Sox, and you win the World Series, and you and Johnny Lesta, and you end up being, like, a deadline deal to the Giants. But here's the thing I want to know about, because I'm superstitious. Some pitchers are very superstitious, a lot of baseball players in general. You made the switch from 43, which was Kane's old number, to 22 that year. Because I know 44 was your number with the Padres for the longest time.
That's attention to detail. I like it.
Well, because 22 is Will Clark's number, right? And when you got it felt appropriate because you were a great ball player. And so did that honestly, like, was that something that you were thinking about, or is that something stupid that the fans think about?
No, man. It's so deep. You know, we don't have time for it all. But here's the gist of it. I wore 22 because it was my father's number all the way up through youth sports and in high school. 22 was kind of our family number. My brother, who played behind me in college and all, a great high school player too, he wore 22. Family number, right? We loved it and respected it. Wore it all the way through the minor leagues. I'm from Mobile, Alabama. We have 5 Hall of Famers. 2 of them are named Willie McCovey, number 44, retired in San Francisco, 4, and Hank Aarons from Mobile, Alabama. Wow. Also, number 44. When I get to the big leagues, 44 is hanging in my locker.
Wow.
And guys, I can't even explain to you what I get chills telling you over my whole body saying that out loud. And so to get to wear that number, I never in ever playing career mentioned that Willie or Hank wore that number and was from my hometown. If it got brought up, I just say I got given it and I wear it in deep respect, but never put my name in that category. But just being where I'm from and having the respect for those men, I wore 44 as proudly as I could ever wear it, and being where they were from and trying to carry the torch. And again, trying to understand what those guys went through and bear some of that cross moving forward.
Wow, that's awesome.
Now I get to San Francisco and I can't wear 44. And Dan Uggla was on the team.
He had the eye problems.
Yeah.
Right. And so I pitched to my first game or two in 43 while Dan Uggla was on the team. We end up releasing Dan, and 22 was available, and I needed it. And I don't know if you go back and look at the numbers. 2014, when I go back to number 22, my best statistical run for 2 months, August and September, was in that jersey with you Giants and getting a chance to go compete for a title.
That's unbelievable. Jake Peavy here on the River Islands guest line. When you're going down that rabbit hole of, you know, 2014 or whatnot, what are the moments that jumped out to you the most, Jake, during that 2014 run and winning a World Series, your second straight World Series, that is?
Well, come to the August Hall, and we're going to take you deep within those walls. But here's what has to be said in this moment for the world to hear. You cannot forget what Madison Bumgarner did for the city of San Francisco for Giant fans. It was an extraordinary effort that we may probably never see again in our lifetime. But when you think about over the course of a series to win game one, to win game five in complete fashion and take the pressure off me, Huddy, Vogie, way late in our career trying to figure out how we were going to get it done against the best teams in the land. But Bum, getting that ball in game seven and throwing those 5 innings is something that needs to be ingrained, and that story needs to be told by the ones who weren't there, because it's truly extraordinary. I don't know that many organizations, coaches, credit Bochy and them, even let their prized possession go out and try to do this. But for Bum to be so willing, the love for his teammates, bum. Think about that. Nothing in common, really, from where he's from and in the city he was thrust into, but love the Giants. And, man, what an effort. It doesn't have me single-handedly almost delivered us a championship. Yeah. So much joy.
It's crazy. That team had so many, like, just some characters, man. Like, you and Huddy, you're representing two great gunslingers. Mad Bum. I love Vogey. I mean, everything he represented. Just some great characters. Obviously, Sergio Romo and all those guys. What about, like, everybody forgets about the Michael Morse home run. So, to me, that's one of my favorite moments of all time. I think it was Game 5. He's pinch hitting for Bumgarner. That home run where he rips it down the line. I mean, he looked like a WWE character.
And he went completely psycho. He went completely psycho. Jake,
I love Michael Morse.
He went insane.
As he should have been. Well, look, hey, Mikey, our good buddy Mikey Morse is completely psycho on a good day. And I say that because, you know, I'm right there with him. But look, at that, and then think about this. Game-winning hit in Game 7 of the World Series belongs to Mike Morse. Opposite field single that gives us the lead. That wins a world championship on the road for the first time in 50 years. I tell you this is a side note. Our political views are all over the map, and you see, like, winning a championship takes putting your ego and all of that stuff aside and caring about the job at hand. And we did that, and Boach and that coaching staff just got it out of us, and Sabian did it as well. It's killing me because I don't really keep up with Mikey too much, but love him in this way. I want to give him a mic so badly on Saturday night, but then I'm starting to hear, oh, God, have you seen some of what he's posted on social media and his political views? Oh, and no. I don't think it matches the vibe of where we will be. So you're like,
that's hey, you know what, Jay? That's so real, though, don't Jay. Worry. Hey,
Duncan.
Oh, man. Hey, real quick, I got to ask you about Bruce Bochy. Bruce Bochy, you played with him down in San Diego. What gave him that magic touch as a manager, and especially in 2014, what gave him that magic touch with the bullpen?
Well, I mean, gosh, the just the communication, the people skills, it's what's made anybody a good leader. They communicate with the people around them, and you know, you're certainly a chain of command in the people under him. Look, he rode hard. He wore those coaches out. I mean, asked more out of them than any other manager that they had ever coached for. It wasn't easy playing for Boach. Boach demanded professionalism and just some of the small things. Be on time. Like, it was the most important thing to Boach. Be a professional and be on time. Let's start there. And you know, you just wouldn't think this cast of characters like a Mikey Morse, like Jake Peavy, Sergio Romo. You know, we certainly had our inline guys with Buster and Craw and Belt and pretty, you know, straightforward guys. But we had loose cannons. And then you go back to those other teams, DeRosa and Scudero and Pat Burrell, Cody Rosses. You know, he believes in the veteran, that grease that you were talking about with Vogey and Huddy. He believes in having that around and leaning on some of that experience. But he communicates. And then, you know, he got allowed what managers in today's game really don't. And that's put guys in spots that he believes them best in, no matter what the analytics or right-left matchup said. And, you know, Cody Ross doesn't get those at-bats versus Roy Halladay if it's any other manager, any other team. It's the Dodgers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so Bochy is allowed to – he's a gambler. He goes on feel.
All right, Jake, I got to ask the million-dollar question that I feel like is still not being asked enough. Are you sending Alex Gordon in that situation? I know it's Crawford in short left center field there. That team had a lot of speed, too. They had Lorenzo Cain and Dyson.
That's right.
And like, I didn't think they were going to get another hit against Bumgarner, and I probably would have sent him knowing how great of an arm Crawford's got. But as Juan Perez is booting that ball, we're all thinking the same thing. Like, oh my God, is this really happening? Do you send him in that situation, Game 7, two outs in the ninth?
No, you can't make that last out at home right there, I don't think. You know, not take the bat out of Salvador Perez's hands. Because, look, here's Salvi Perez was the only guy he homered in Game 1 off Bumgarner.
That's true.
So when you think about that situation, Brandon Crawford, that pick is the most important pick of his San Francisco Gold Glove career, no doubt. I'm certainly glad they didn't send him. And look, it was meant to be. And that it should be noted, how good that Kansas City team was that we beat. Somehow they went back and did it again in 15. They were a run away from winning back-to-back World Series. That's how good they were.
You know, Jake, did you go to the Rose Bowl, by the way? You brought up Alabama Crimson Tide. Did you go to Saban's last game there at the Rose Bowl against Michigan?
You know what? I did not. No.
Fonte did.
Too ragged.
Well, I did. I lost a lot of money that day. I lost a lot of money buying them, spending on a ticket. I bet on Bama before I walked into the Rose Bowl. They went up 7-0. I live bet the hell out of them. I said, there's no way Saban's losing this. It was a great game. I walked out happy, but boy, I'm kind of with you, man. I'm still pained by that. I'm scarred by that game.
Well, look, it cost me some money, too. Alabama, I'll tell you, for about the last 10 years, up until that game, about the last 10 years, Alabama's been an ATM machine.
Yep.
I mean,
you're not lying.
They spread high enough. and you get scared to lay the points, but Alabama and Nick Saban, man, what a dynasty. I'll tell you, when I won my first one, I went on College Game Day in Tuscaloosa, first time I'd ever met Nick Saban. It was this day, and he told me, congratulations. And I said, you got anything for me, buddy, other than that? And he goes, yeah. He goes, good luck staying on top. He goes, now the work begins. He goes, it's easy, and almost everybody can get to the top.
Oh,
trying
man.
To figure out how to stay there is the key. And so, look, that was motivation enough to come to San Francisco with Bruce Bochy, with Buster Posey, Hunter Pence, Pablo Sandoval, and we mentioned Baumgartner and a host of others, and pull it together for two straight years was pretty impressive.
He's not lying. They were an ATM machine, man. I mean, they were underdogs in a Rose Bowl, too. I was like, this is free money.
No, this is what I like. If you had to pick the one moment, right, the one moment from that 14 team, because there's, I mean, the wild card game was wild. The 18 inning game was absolutely insane. We obviously talked about the Michael Morse home run, the Ichiro home run, the game seven. I mean, we almost had a game seven with a play at the plate to decide it for the World Series. Baumgartner coming out like Paul Bunyan. Like, what's the one thing that maybe I'm not bringing up here from that run that you kind of go back to or you and your guys talk about?
Well, I talked around it, and look, I love how into this you guys are and appreciate what it took to pull it all together and just was in the run. I believe our team came together and we won the World Series and was able to make that run, and we're together with our coaching staff on down through the belief in the players. This night in L.A., it was long before the playoffs started. It was a game that Zach Greinke and Baumgartner started in L.A. And something in this game happened that we lost, and we had to walk below and get in that clubhouse, and Boach had to answer some severe questions on what the hell he was doing managing this game. But we knew at this point in time that we were together, and Boach had our backs. Mm. And here's what happened. Baumgartner gives up. Zach Greinke's the best in the land. Him and Baumgartner, you can't ask for a better matchup in Dodger Stadium. And then we have to win, or I'm pretty sure the Dodgers clinch the division. They're going to celebrate in our face, right? And so Baumgartner goes out after Greinke goes 1-2-3, and Kike Hernandez leads off the game with a home run. Dodger Stadium's going crazy. 1-0, right? My God, Kike. Couldn't
he
hit nobody.
Always killed
Baumgartner,
us.
He could.
He always killed
I
us.
I know. And so now the next pitch or two goes up under Puig's feet, and he's flipped up.
Oh, yeah.
Now Baumgartner's throwing his glove, telling Puig to come on. I'd rather fight you than pitch against the Dodgers anyway, right? Just, it's nuts. Bench is clear. Now we go back to our dugouts. JT Turner hits another pitch or two in the bleachers. It's 3-0 Dodgers. We've got our tails tucked. Dodger Stadium's going crazy. They're talking trash in our ear, right? It's not good for the Giants team right now. I promise you I was on it. Baumgartner now gets out of this inning and flips the whole script. This is how tough and how bad this dude was. Came in and said, no more. Don't worry about that. We're going to scratch and claw. And they ain't getting no more. Don't you worry. And that's exactly what happened. Now, fast forward to the bottom, top of the fifth, Baumgartner himself hits a slider over the left center field wall. It's 3-2 now, and he's dealing, giving them no more. Now he finishes the seventh inning of this game 3-2. Both starters are dealing. Baumgartner is due up, I want to say, second in this inning. The top of the eighth, we're 5 outs away. Greinke's still on the mound. We're going to the bench. We've got Ishikawa or a left-hander, and Boach has to hit. We're one swing away against Zach Greinke, and you have to hit a lefty on your bench with 1 out in the eighth, 5 outs away from the game. It's no-brainer, right? Baumgartner means that's not going to happen, and he's like, I'm hitting. bro. I don't know if you've been watching the game, but I'm hitting, and I got the and him and Boach and Rags is on the phone with the pen trying to figure out who's Boach is going. I know, Bum. I know. right? He goes. Bumgarner says, "You're not talking to me like you know," and it got Bum. It got Boach's attention, and Boach said and kind of looked around the dugout, and we're all sitting here watching this go down. I'm like, "Hey, man." He's got a point, Boach. You know, might as well let him hit. We want it. You know, hey, you guys want this to go down. And Bumgarner hit in the top of the eight. Had that at bat. It was an amazing at bat with the 3-2, but he struck out. And now he went out in the bottom of the eighth because now certainly he's got a pitch, and he doesn't even get it out and has to give up homers. And Boach has to go get him. Now answer mad questions. And Boach walked through that clubhouse and said, "Don't worry. That's the way we wanted it to go down, boys. I'll take all this heat. I'll talk to saves and wait. Don't worry. I got it." And at that point in time, we watched the Dodgers celebrate, but we were down deep. And that moment, I'm telling you guys, I believe with all my heart, that moment, we were together in a way that it takes to run the gauntlet that we then soon ran. Had to get in after that, but then run the gauntlet.
It's a great story.
Man, I you all got time. Me fired. Can you speak to the team when they come back? Can you be like our life coach,
Jake? They don't need to be. Look, they've got them going. This team is going. We just got an uphill battle to figure out how we're getting in. But nobody wants us if we get in. Nobody wants us.
You believe that? You believe that to your core? Because you said that a couple weeks ago that you believe they're more talented than that 2014 team.
They are. Look, we didn't have those horses. They got the reigning. They got the top two Cy Young Award winners on the team. You know, our guy Logan Webb threw 18 innings last year and finished second behind him. Who wants those two? They're better than Wheeler and Nola. Wow. Like, I love you, but their stuff, like, they match up with that. And then
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You talk about Robbie Ray versus Ranger Suarez? Okay. Like, we're as good as anybody in the league at this point in time with Jordan Hicks giving it to Duvall. So, I believe that, and I believe in Bob Melvin and Matt Williams and Pat Burrell and that spirit back around. If So I like what the Giants have got going. We just played ourselves in a corner.
Hey, Jake, I'm sure you've seen the online video that it circulates every couple months. It's one of my favorites, where you're like turning your head. You throw a pitch. You turn your head to talk to somebody. I don't know who you're talking to. And Posey just loops one back to you, and your glove happens to be up on your left-hand side, and it goes right into the glove without you even watching or noticing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely. As only Buster could do. Buster's golden touch, and as only, you know, any other catcher fires it off your skull. Buster just, you know, had the golden touch in life, and everything you touch is kind of went good, as rightfully so. But yeah, look, I laugh about my hair. Me and Crawford, you know, had a deal, and I was growing my hair. I didn't cut my hair from the time I got out there in 14, you know, until the time I left. Me and Craw had a cool thing that from 14 on there, and I laugh about that, and then I laugh at just how late I was in my career, and just giving I'm giving the third base coach or umpire everything I had because I'm one that check swing because I needed it, boy.
Jake, man, so you're gonna have that mic on Saturday. Fans are gonna be interested. You're gonna have that microphone on Saturday at Oracle Park.
I'm not sure that the Giants have got a cool pregame ceremony for all of us there. You know, you're going to get these stories. I'm going to be poking and prodding, like I said, coaching staff, the clubhouse staff, to current and former players, just having fun. And if you buy a ticket and come out, I want you to have a one-on-one experience and get a story that's not going to get told anywhere else.
Jake, who's the guy you got to identify? Who's the guy that you haven't talked to, you haven't texted, but you're going to see him on Saturday, and you're going to make your way over to him immediately?
Buster Posey. Yeah, well, because here's why. Me and Buster text and stay in contact, but I haven't asked. Buster doesn't do really public appearances. He certainly doesn't speak a whole lot or do camera stuff, but I'm going straight to Buster when I see him. Say, hey, I need you Saturday night, buddy. You are a captain. You are now the owner of the San Francisco Giants. Yeah, you're my friend. Come help us raise money for the Giants Foundation, the community fund. Buster,
Giants community fund.
I need you to support the Giants community fund ownership.
August Hall.
I'm gonna have some fun with our owner Buster Posey now.
No, August Hall this Saturday. Tickets at August Hall. SF.com, a benefit for the Giants Community Fund. Tim Flannery is going to be out there. Jake Peavy and friends, John Mullo, Jackie Green, Kevin Scott, and many, many more surprise guests right now. General admission tickets only $35. Again, tickets on sale at AugustHallSF.com. Going to be a great time, and it benefits the Giants Community Fund. Jake, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you so much for
being part of our community and benefiting the Giants Community Fund, man. Good stuff. We can't wait to see you Saturday.
I appreciate it. Look, the San Francisco community has taken this Alabama boy in as one of their own, and you have no idea how much it means. We're going to try to share that and show it back on Saturday.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you boys very much.
Absolutely. You too, Jake. Take care, man. Jake Care. We'll see him Saturday night. Jake Peavy, two-time World Series champion. He's something else, man. When you watch him, I don't know how you felt when he was with the Padres, and he's winning Cy Youngs with the Padres.
I thought he was a badass.
A badass on a pitcher, but I didn't know him personally. I went in the clubhouse as a young Bonte Hill, and I was doing these interviews for the Bridge run that they have out here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And so I was asking all these players, what type of music do you listen to? Blah, 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 blah. And I got to Jake Peavy, and I had no idea who Jake Peavy was other than being a badass pitcher.
Yeah, and a guy that I always thought, like, damn, if he was on a better team, he would have been more recognized for how great he was.
He was a bulldog on
absolutely.
The mound. And then I got to talking to him. And he's like, oh, Bridge, if I'm running, I'm bumping Tupac, I'm bumping rock and roll. And I was like, damn, he's kind of psycho.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So when you listen to him talking, he's fired up and he's, you know, letting all hang out. Hey, Alabama's a ATM machine. I bet left and right and this and that. And he's talking about stories left and right. I'm like, man, they did have some characters right there. And Jake Peavy, he had the great game one against the Nationals and the NLDS. Of course, that was followed up by the 18-inning affair in game number two. And boy, he was hanging out for dear life in that World Series. There's no doubt about it. We're just praying for two innings from old Jake Peavy, man. What a story, man. He's fired up, man. He's a good Giant, even though it was short-lived.
The 2014 team, what they, like, just everything, right? You know, Kane goes down, and Lincecum was, like, barely on the team that year. They had already gotten to, I think Santiago Casilla was the closer.
He was the closer for that year.
Toward the end of the year?
2010 was Wilson. Romo's 2012, and this was Casillas' dance.
And then, like, you had Gregor Blanco in center field, and then you're literally playing a guy in Juan Perez in left field. And Gregor, who is a great defender, like a great defender, misplays that ball in the ninth inning of that game. And I get where it was like, well, Perez hit a home run off him, the only home run he's ever, because Bumgarner to that point had never given up a home run in the World Series.
No doubt.
And his World Series, and him and Kane have some wild World Series numbers. Yep. But just my belief, the chances of getting a second hit in that situation were lower than whatever the percentage was of Crawford throwing him out at home. Mm-hmm. And I probably would have sent Alex Gordon, even if I think that he's going to get thrown out, because I just did not see them getting another hit there. That entire team was insane. Like the Michael Morse home run that we were describing. How many people remember that? We remember Ichikawa. The Michael Morse home run.
Nobody remembers that.
Humongous.
Nobody remembers that.
We were talking about the 18-inning game earlier today. That was an unbelievable game. The Hunter Strickland, you know, giving up a long ball to Bryce Harper on the day game where Bryce is talking smack game as he's three. Coming around.
Bumgarner lost that game. Doug Fister, I think, was dealing. Doug Fister, former Tiger and National, he was dealing for the Nationals.
I mean, getting into the wild card game where Gerrit Cole gets used in the game prior and you can't use him in that game. And you got the whole Crawford family in the stands, and Crawford hits the grand slam. There's so many elements of that 2014 team. It reminded me of like where you have a seminal moment where a guy drags the team through the playoffs. Reminds me a lot of Curry in 2022 with the Warriors. Like there were other contributors.
Right.
But what Bumgarner did with that run, they got six combined outs from PV and Hudson in game six and seven.
I know. It was unbelievable. Game six was a disaster. They lost 10-0 in that game. And Ventura, remember that boy? Ventura was just talking. He was talking big smack. There was some bad blood there.
They had Dyson in center, not every game, but Dyson center. Lorenzo Cain was sweet.
Lorenzo Cain was one of my favorite players during that era.
He was sweet. They had Hosmer at first.
Aoki in right field.
Aoki,
and Escobar at short. Eric Hosmer, of course, who was a good big-time player. Moustakas at third base.
Yeah,
Salvador Perez, who's still playing.
Salvador
Perez, out of nowhere, is going to be a Hall of Fame catcher.
Well, I mean, look at his offensive numbers.
His offensive numbers are incredible. Unbelievable. And they're going to be back in the playoffs this year, possibly, the Kansas City Royals.
I've always had a soft spot for them, because when I was growing up, George Brett and all that.
You know. Country Breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Billy Butler.
Who did he get in a fight with the A's? The third baseman, Danny Alvarez. What was that guy's name with all the tattoos? They were gonna remember that.
Yeah,
he got signed because this was when we were in A station.
Three years, thirty million dollars.
Brett Laurie, no.
3 years, $30 million. Country Breakfast,
and he was
old
always
Country
hurt.
Breakfast. Old Country Breakfast.
Great. No,
they had a really good team in that bullpen. It was Herrera. It was Holland. It was Wade Davis. If you got to the seventh inning against the Royals and you were down,
Danny Valencia.
Did he have the arm tats?
I think so, yeah. Well, but Brett Laurie's the guy who was really tatted up that they got from the Donaldson trade from Toronto. Yeah.
The bringer of rain?
Yeah. No, so Greg Holland, Wade Davis, and Herrera, that bullpen, if you got to the seventh inning against the Royals, it was lights out. You were cooked. You were done. Hudson in that game did last through two. Jeremy Outfield bridging the gap. And then Mad Bum, when he walked out that dugout, that bullpen.
It was one of the greatest things ever.
It was just like, here comes Bumgarner. They go to commercial, and he's just out there fixing his belt buckle, he's walking out. It was just unbelievable. It was unreal.
It was like Wild Thing when he comes back in Major League 2, right? When the people are like, oh my God, it's Wild
back.
Thing.
He's back. He's got the haircut again.
Exactly.
Instead of the clean cut guy.
That's what that was, without the music.
Will Bumgarner be there Saturday? And are you guys surprised?
What else is he doing?
Are you guys surprised he hasn't gotten a job yet? Because he got cut from the Diamondbacks.
Not really, because it was going south for him for a while, even before he went to the Diamondbacks.
Well, I remember we had the conversation. There was like, oh, he's going to go to Texas to reunite with Bruce Bochy. And I'm like, you guys sure you want him pitching the American League? He hasn't gotten it. I think that story did him in about how he must have been a bad clubhouse guy down there in Arizona.
Well, Jock's fitting in.
Yeah, he was having bad home run issues too, Bumgarner. Not hitting him, but giving.
That
shoulder is heavy.
The bike accident changed him like a lot. I think.
Like Monte and the moped?
More or less. Maybe.
Monte was still good after the moped. He was still good.
But the home run issue became a lot more pronounced for Bumgarner.
Monte was still good after the moped incident.
Bike accident.
It wasn't the same.
I mean, we may have not looked at them same, but Monte was balling after the moped. So real quick, get to Mike in West Virginia. Mike, are you at the Greenbrier?
I know that. Yeah, just stay. She said that one trip last year.
I just want to hear
it. I think she said it was... Not summer. It might have been Somerville, but they're coming here this year, she said.
Oh, they are.
But she told me, I had to take him clear to Elkins, get waiting. I said, I don't think I'm going to have time to drink. And he said, call Dwayne, because he used to work with my mom before she passed away. And he might.
It's
time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only for Xfinity.
Double bombs in the same
set. Mike in West Virginia. What? Mike in West Virginia, listen 95.7 a game, man. Country as hell. Oh, my stomach hurts.
Maybe that was Bumgarner calling in. What was Bumgarner's?
I can't chart through that bleep.
What was Bumgarner's name when he was doing the horse
Mason
wrangling?
Saunders.
I knew.
What was it?
I knew.
The legend of Mason Saunders.
I knew if we were gonna let that. I knew something bad was gonna happen. I knew something bad was gonna happen, man. Oh,
that was funny.
Give me Vaughn.
You mean Rick Vaughn?
Yeah. Pitching the back, not parking.
He wants to ride the vile thing, the grab your throat and choke thing.
Blow it out your ass, lardmouth.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Dude, Tom Berenger,
Randy Quaid is the fan, is the all-time character.
It's so good. And that was Omar Epps, not Willie. Wesley Snipes. Yeah, it was Willie Mays.
It was good though. I liked Omar in it. Rube Baker, the catch of the Playboy artist.
So good. So good.
Was the manager in the hospital by that point?
Yes.
He was going crazy. Yeah, Lou Brown. Rest in peace.
He's like, I just love this British stuff.
Yeah. I know he's got the earpiece in because he can't listen to McCann face.
British music.
Yeah, I know. And then all the nurses look at us like, what's going on? Oh, this British stuff is unbelievable.
Get him!
I gotta watch that movie.
They traded for the guy. We got a guy from the Giants.
Oh, yeah.
The Tokyo Giants.
The
best is Corbin Bernstein. He activates himself, Dorn. Yes. He's like, I've activated myself. And then he goes, didn't he used to throw you up and in? Yeah. Just wear one. He gets on first and he's stretching. Yeah. They're like, you got to come out. He's like, no. And he's telling dude, it was so
remember
good.
He didn't want to wear it at first. Didn't he ground out by not wearing it?
That was the first one.
That was the first one.
He doesn't play at all.
Yeah, he doesn't play at all.
He has to sell the team because he can't afford it. Yeah. He sells it back to her. Right. And then he goes, I'm GM. And then the next day he comes in with a trench coat and goes, I activated myself.
Dude, it's
all time.
Dude, Pedro Serrano.
All time.
Joe Pooh. Joe Pooh. Oh, everything about that. I'm like, gosh, that when I come to the house.
My butt sting. Like, dude, he's so good in that.
All right, I guess that's my final thought.
He's the brother in Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, Cousin Eddie.
Randy.
Cousin Eddie.
You're right. You're right.
I got to watch that movie again.
God, it's so
been too
good.
Long. It's been way
it's
too
so
long.
It's so good.
That guy in West Virginia, man, I want him to call back. What was it, Mike in West Virginia? Should have wrote down his phone number, man. Call him back.
He's fired up for some Mountaineers football, man.
Probably. He was fired up for something.
I've been this fired up. Geno Smith. I've been this fired up. Geno Smith and Matthew Slater. What was the guy's name, Slater?
It was Steve Slayton.
Slayton.
Pat White.
He's
Steve
definitely
Slayton.
Regular on the Pat McAfee show.
Who was the fullback? The white guy fullback who was really good.
I've been
good.
Waiting on hold with Paul Feinbaum for the last 4 hours.
Rich Rodriguez running a 3-3-5 defense.
Arizona? Michigan?
So, true story, Big Dog and I wanted to put a lot of money on Georgia. They played West Virginia in the Sugar Bowl. Or was it Peach Bowl, I think. It was at the Georgia Dome. And we're like, dude, we want to hammer.
Austin.
The bet did not go through. And we were pissed. We're like, Georgia's going to kill this team. Well, after the first quarter, it was like 21 up to West Virginia. We're like, buddy, did we dodge a bullet or what? And that was the first time we ever saw Pat White and Steve Slayton. Everyone was like, what is this? We threw all types of money on Georgia.
Mark Richt is the coach?
Mark Richt was the coach.
From the text line, do you think April's too long for a Roger Dorn day? He said that. I'm telling you, Dorn is one of the – I might get a 24 – you're not allowed to wear it anymore, but I might get a 24 Major League – Cleveland jersey.
Yeah, well, that says Cleveland on it. There you go. You're good.
They got the Cleveland. Well, God, no, they so wear the white ones, though. Yeah. Well, no, they had the road ones.
The road ones said.
Yeah. You could say it.
Indians.
Yeah. It's all good.
Shut up. Chief Wahoo, though, I know that the logo was, I thought it was cool growing up.
Go ahead, Spadoni.
Shut up.
Thank you, Dave. You can't say that, Joe. You're not allowed to say that.
I'm just going to leave it. I just can't help myself.
I think I think we got Bobby Fitts on the Team USA call today. I think
what?
We do.
Ooh.
Because I'm seeing Noah Eagle and Dwayne Wade calling a Germany-Spain right now.
Germany-France.
Curry shot that from Algeria.
It's actually a really good game right now. So are we going to be getting a France v. USA potentially? USA has to get through Serbia. 15.5-point favorites, the U.S. is. They haven't covered, I think, in any of these.
Wow.
I think this might be a little tighter. It's their third time playing them within the last month. Yeah. So might be a little tight.
It wasn't one of the games of plus-minus with Jokic, like, they were like plus 26 when Jokic's off the pit. When he was off the floor and they were like plus 26 when he's on the floor, it was like even or something like that. I don't know.
The ladies go crazy when Parkman does his shimmy. Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Uecker is all time in that movie.
And then they traded Parkman. Traded him. Got rid of him midway through the year.
Parkman was a great character.
He was a great character.
Get off the tracks when the train's coming through.
Go ahead, Lubin.
I guess my final thought is. Well, my Olympic final thought of the day is I was watching field hockey yesterday, and my big takeaway from that is that's got to be murder on your back, the way you have to lean over the entire time, but still, interesting enough sport.
Kuchikov, 400-meter dash. If you didn't watch that race, go watch it again. That's one of the sickest rallies. On the back stretch, he was in fifth place. Coming down the stretch, he was in fifth place, and he rallied to win a gold medal. Noah Lyles today, 200 meters. So Olympic Games still going on here, going on. All right, Signing Guru coming up next. Alice Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity. At home, on the go, you get the fastest internet to all of your devices.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.